Joseph Geer was the chief of police in Avon.
Mm.
Big time job title.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the only job that Chief Geer had.
Oh, what other job?
Well, he also worked as a school resource officer within the Avon School District.
So he did two gigs.
Yeah. Now, you're aware of what a school resource
officer is. So basically, it's a police officer. It's like a guard.
You got it. But the folks that work as school resource officers, at least in this case, were paid separately than their salary job as a police officer. In fact, he was paid hourly for that gig.
All right.
Now, here's the thing. Having the chief of police at a small town also working inside a school.
Man, what a coup.
It's a dream. A coup?
Well, good. It's a great thing.
Dream scenario.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all right. Not a coup like it took
over. Yeah, cool. Yeah, like the definition of the word. but see, that's where the problems begin.
Well, what's the matter?
Story says that the former police chief billed the district in Avon for hours that he did not work.
Mm.
In fact, he would have an on-duty subordinate police officer cover his shifts at the high school.
But then that guy got paid.
No, because he was on duty. So he was just doing his regular police job. And according to the story, he would then send this guy to the high school and he'd be making money on his regular police job while he was billing the high school.
And not paying that dude?
No, the guy's getting paid because he's getting paid for doing his regular cop job. He's just driving around being a cop.
No, I'm saying he took a cop.
Yep.
And put him in as the school. Saying it was, but he was getting paid.
He was getting paid while that was happening.
So the dude he put in there.
Yes.
Did he get any money?
He was getting the money he would normally get for just being a cop.
Just being on duty.
Yeah. All right.
But he was also charging them for his time.
All right. So he's just kind of delegating authority.
Yeah, while also getting paid to not be there. In total,
how much?
He's accused of taking $6,866.84 from the district. And I would like to point out something else very important, because I get that it's a little convoluted
to explain it.
Phone number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The on-duty officer who was doing what the chief said, following orders school, was not on patrol in Avon, even though according to the story, they were supposed to be on patrol in Avon.
Mm.
Meaning that it sounds like he took a police officer off the road to do this.
Right.
And that officer was being paid by town taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So really, not only did this police chief take money from the school that he did not earn while being the chief of police, by taking this officer off the street, you could also argue he was taking taxpayer money away from the department as well.
Oh, straight up.
At the same time.
Yeah.
He was somehow doing this at the same time. Chief Greer pleaded guilty to theft of district funds, and he was sentenced late last week.
Okay.
He was looking at a potential 10 years in jail. You want to know what he got?
Well, 10 years seems like a lot.
I agree. 10 years, that was what he was looking at. What do you think he got?
I'm going to say 18 months.
18 months. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Want to say it was less than a year.
Okay, less than a year in jail. He got 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Probation.
Oh. So what does that mean? He can still be the...
No, he resigned from his job.
So he lost his
job. He has lost his job, but he will not serve a second behind bars.
So was he ordered to pay anything back?
That I don't have in the story. It's possible. It's possible it's already happened because you know, you make a pretty good amount being the chief of police. But he will not spend a second behind bars for stealing from a school district while working as the chief of police.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. You cool with this?
If you told me that he had to make restitution and just lose his gig, that sounds pretty even, Steven, to me.
Oh. Oh.
If he had to pay the money back.
Uh-huh.
And you're out. So you lost your career.
And then you don't have to do jail time.
Yeah,
Okay.
It's hard for me to, when there's no, like, victim.
You mean like the kids who go to the school?
Oh, they didn't get the books. Lose the chalk.
It's $7,000.
I understand.
Almost. No, you don't.
I mean, I guess.
But
though,
no, if you pay restitution, you're getting your 7G back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would be happy with you lost your gig, you pay him back.
Oh, okay. So then
and you
like,
move on. But because don't forget, your career's ruined.
No, I hear you. Yeah. But based on the actions you yourself committed.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Bad guy.
All right. Great. So if I go to a car dealership today and I steal a car as Pat Duffy, you know, unpopular radio personality, and I bring the car back after I get caught, I shouldn't face any punishment. That's the logic you're using here.
I don't think you should get. I mean, but you brought the car back.
After I got caught, I brought the. Okay, fine. You can have the car back. You caught me. I'm off, right? Scot free.
Well, no, you had to pay some fines.
Restitution for what? The car's back. You got it back.
Wear and tear.
I lost my job, so now I go get another job. That seems fair.
And a penalty.
To me, what's a penalty?
You can't be Pat Duffy, suck-ass radio person anymore.
That's impossible. I only know how to be Pat Duffy, suck-ass radio personality. Kimmy, are you cool with this chief of police not doing jail time?
A little jail time couldn't hurt.
What's
right?
A little? Couldn't hurt, she says. Like it's like a Band-Aid.
I mean, a couple months maybe, like 30 days at least.
Okay.
I don't know. But I mean, the thing is, the school, though, I feel like the school was the... Because they were paying for somebody to be there, and they got somebody. It wasn't the guy that they meant to pay, but they were... I guess I don't know how the school really lost money because they were going to pay somebody either way. It just wasn't who they thought.
But there was no danger because you did have an officer there.
Understood. But the argument is not whether or not there was danger. The argument is whether this man was getting money for doing
his
job.
Oh, it's a scam.
He was a scam.
Yes, absolutely.
He was getting the money, but he was putting somebody in that spot. The school wasn't without a person in the
resource.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, we're talking about Joseph Geary. He was a chief of police in Avon. He is no longer. He pleaded guilty to charges relating to $6,866.84 that he is accused of taking from the Avon School District when he was supposed to be working as the resource officer inside the district. He was not actually doing that, at least all the time. According to court documents, he was putting an on-duty police officer in the school instead of doing the job that he was supposed to be doing off hours. But while doing that, he was also billing the school like he was there, and that's where the money came from. Okay, so this is all BS, and I'll tell you why.
What is it?
I don't care if the average person would have gotten jail time in this case, because when you have a job of this importance, significance, you should be held to a higher standard.
Okay. Mm.
This man was the law in Avon, New York.
Yeah.
That guy arrested plenty of people who never got a break and got punished to the full extent. Why does he deserve a break here?
Not so much a break, but, you know, he did a good job. I mean,
he did such a good job that he wasn't able to arrest himself for the law he was breaking. That seems like a case that could have cracked pretty quick there, Chief. I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Folks like this should be held to a higher standard. Tommy.
Why?
Tommy.
Why, man?
When a police officer, politician, judge, whatever.
We put a lot of trust in these people. We arm them.
When they are busted for a crime and found guilty, yes, it erodes public trust.
Yeah, it does taint the image.
Trust in the government and how that person, where they work. Trust in the job that other people in other places do in their position. It's not just the $6,000 in change here. To ensure that the public can trust the people in power are doing the right thing, you have to do all you can to make sure they never break the law. And I would argue holding them to a higher punishment standard does that.
So you think a guy should have gotten serious jail time?
Give me 3 years.
All right, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, look, you pleaded guilty to a crime here, right? I mean, don't you think hypocrisy should carry more weight when someone is sentenced?
Well, I wonder what other crimes you could commit where you would get like 3 to 5.
Like what it compares to?
Yeah, like if I went out and did something where I would get 3 to 5 years in prison.
Oh, you should get 3 to 5 for every noise you utter into this microphone. Stupid. What did you call me? Stupid, busted, lazy, ugly radio personality.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Do we know the total? We don't have a total.
Yeah, I know. I said it like 5 times.
Oh. What was the total?
$6,866.84. Almost $7,000. Kimmy. And here's the thing. It's not even like giving this guy jail time would be an unjust punishment. In this case, he was facing 10 years just like anyone else.
Oh, so there was a 10-year he could have seen.
He could have seen 10 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And I get that very rarely, unless it is an extremely violent crime, people see the maximum. Mm. I don't want to see the maximum here. I just
want
to see.
You want some pain.
No, I don't want pain.
Or a pound of flesh.
I don't want a pound of flesh. See, this is what you do. You change it like I'm on some like crusade to get after this specific
Bring them
guy.
Up by their Buster Brown.
It has nothing.
Tanner Hyde.
Didn't we, a couple months ago, say we wanted to use Buster Browns more on the show?
Yes.
And we got away from it.
Yeah, we did.
And I apologize. We're going to try and loop back to Buster Browns again. No, man, it has nothing to do with this guy specifically. It has everything to do with you were entrusted to do a job.
You were.
You violated the public's trust. Therefore, you deserve more punishment.
All right, a little bit. You went a little extra.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Nothing?
Well, I mean.
Ah! Oh, wait. I didn't think you'd say.
I mean, as a known piece of crap.
Yes.
I tend to side with pieces of crap.
Yeah. Okay.
But you were never in charge of anything either.
Thank you.
Well, not for long. I had that meat department for about 6 hours.
No, that's
more like a mini series.
But that's just it. Right? Like, this is not, you cannot compare what this guy pleaded guilty to to you or me or Kimmy or anyone else listening that doesn't have a position of power.
Mm-hmm.
It was never our jobs to enforce a law.
Right.
It was never our job to arrest anybody or do an investigation or stand in front of people and say, this is the right thing you should do. Meanwhile, you're doing the wrong thing. I would make the same argument with everything happening out in Geneva with that police officer accused of selling prescription drugs while running the DARE program. No?
Forget about that.
By the way, there's another potential wrinkle to this story.
Wait, what else?
So is it? I may have been saying his name wrong. I think it might be Greer, not Gear. I might have read it down wrong. Anyway, the former Avon police chief, right? Who is accused of taking almost $7,000 for work he did not do inside the Avon School District as a school resource officer. He resigned after his arrest, but he had 20 years on as a police officer before he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what the rules are now. When my old man was on the job, he was a cop. If you work 20 years, you got half pension or half pay.
So you're locked in.
Yes, full benefits for the rest of your life. Every year for the rest of your life, you get half of your salary and full benefits.
It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Should he get his retirement?
So that would be more painful than 3 years in jail.
Mm.
Like, if you really wanted to make an impact, you take away their pension.
Now, I know there has been debate about changing this law.
You got to deal with the unions, man. Good luck. And let me tell you who runs that organization. It's not the Boy Scouts.
The police union. No, I don't know if that law has changed. I'll be straight up with you because there was talk
so
about
So you could
it,
lose man. Your pension.
Yes. He pleads guilty to a crime. I'm not sure if he can.
Mm.
But he pleaded guilty to a crime. He resigned from his job as the leader of a police department in shame, right? Should that guy get a taxpayer check for the rest of his life?
I mean, I would think.
Hey, you use a lot of words that don't go anywhere.
I would say.
I'm told, man, I backed the blue. And look at my shirt. It's all blue.
I would say.
I even backed the blue that's off blue a little bit.
I don't know how you could legally do that because, I mean, he earned that pension.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he signed and agreed and did that job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you could take it away from him.
No, but here's the thing. He didn't do the job, though, because there was a crime that he was aware was happening, which he didn't prosecute, which would be the crime he himself pleaded guilty to.
I would not be in favor of that, but I think somebody like you that really wants to hurt somebody, that would be the biggest
thing. Oh, my God.
Pain.
How dare you put it like that?
What? But no, because listen, man, you're saying higher standard. Take his money away.
I am not trying to individually hurt someone.
No, but
I am trying to ensure the next person in that job understands. Yes,
well, that would be a higher authority. Yeah. You lose all these things we've given you.
You think it's inappropriate?
Because
if it's earning, would you say he earned?
Yeah, I think he earned.
The chief of police.
Well, I mean,
taking $7,000.
Okay, but that's one incident. That we know of. I say he gets to keep his pension. But I think Union Bustin' Pat wants that guy liquidated.
One, you know I'm very pro-union. Two, liquidated? What are you talking about?
Take his money away.
You're not taking his money away. You are not giving him the money that he would have been entitled to
had he been
a law-abiding citizen while telling everyone else to be a law-abiding citizen.
I will say this. If you did that, I think it would cut out all this.
But who wants that? Thomas? What? I'm a man who likes a little corruption. Greases the wheels.
Well, you gotta move things along a little bit. You gotta help a guy out a little bit.
Gibby, I'm sorry, you had something.
No, I was gonna say I'm also trying to look at it through the eyes of an employee. Like if that was my boss, would I want to see them do more time? Because it's possible that like depending on how much you liked your boss or how much they potentially let you get away with or things like that, you may have a different perspective on wanting to see this guy. Do time.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Mm.
Because I would also argue maybe you want to see him do time if you were covering for things that they were doing and not realizing that, you know, they were cutting corners and it created more work for you along the way.
I mean, that's just it. I do think, like, the employee situation should be irrelevant because there are people we've worked for that were massive pieces of crap that we liked a lot. And if they asked us, we would argue in favor of them not being punished. Vice versa, there are people we work for that we hated. If they did the littlest thing wrong, we'd want them to get the chair.
Dry their ass.
I mean, I think it comes down to the people that paid this man's salary. Which are the folks that live in Avon.
All right. So they should put it to them?
Well.
Kind of?
I mean, I don't know. That would be really like medieval. Vote to decide if he gets his pension and how much jail time he gets.
Yeah.
Be entertaining. It's probably not the best way to do punishment. Yeah.
I don't see it going his way.
Well, it's all going to be based off of probably personal interactions with this guy, especially in a small place like
Avon.
No,
but everybody wants their money back.
I don't know, though, man. Because you're not going to get the money back.
But in their mind.
Right.
I think most people, if you put it to a vote about his pension in that town, they're getting their money.
Oh, I think you're going to get a lot of people be like, oh, he helped me do this, this, and this, and he's a good guy.
I'm with Kimmy.
You know?
I'm with Kimmy.
I think you're going to get more of those stories.
Well, you're painting an image that we don't know exists.
I think, I mean, we're talking small town. You're right. You're right. We're making a lot of assumptions.
But human nature, I want my money. Give me my money.
You just sat here and defended the guy for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I did. I did. Never met him.
So, all right, if this was Pittsford and it came up to a vote, would you vote for him to keep his pension? What? You just argued for pension.
I would say, yeah.
I don't want. Is it because you don't pay property tax because you live in your wife's house?
We would be a house split.
A house divided.
Oh, yeah.
WLAs, a house divided. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Doug. Doug says, I think you have to take the amount of years he's worked, the good jobs he did versus the bad job that he did. That should dictate how much jail time he
did. Well, that doesn't work at all because you could have been a great guy and had one massive disaster and go, well, you only screwed up once, but it was horrible.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that doesn't work.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad because I was worried you were going to latch onto that and be like,
what was his name? Doug?
Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
Doug.
Oh, my name's Doug.
What's that? Everything okay over there?
Yeah, I don't have a keyboard right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Do we want to? No, yes?
Yeah, right. Trevor's on.
All right, 252-WCMF. We'll take a couple calls. I'm sorry. It is nothing. We've been having some technical difficulties. Luckily, all the sexy dads are up and ready to roll. Let's talk to Trevor, you said?
Yep.
Trevor, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
All right. So a while ago, I was a criminal before I realized life was more important.
Okay.
But with this cop doing what he did, so I did 10 years in prison. And when you go upstate, if you got any restitutions, you have to pay any money that comes in, they take it. And you have to work while you're up there.
Okay.
And while you're up there, the most you can make is 25 cents an hour.
Which is actually, now I just want to let you know, Trevor, that is what Tommy currently makes on this show. So.
Tommy makes that.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get my check from Attica.
But no, the thing, I think that either, yes, 100% he should lose his pension. Because, I mean, he's of authority, and you took somebody that was supposed to be out helping a community, and you stuck him in a school so you can collect a couple $1,000 over a couple of months.
I mean, like, that's the other insulting thing. Like, what with this guy, what he was probably making, that $7,000 is asswipe money, man. It's asswipe money.
Right.
Hey, Trevor.
100%.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I do want to be clear.
What's that?
Because Trevor brings up something interesting. You know, Trevor admits that he'd gone upstate.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me, I don't believe that rehabilitation and forgiveness is wrong here, right? Like, if this guy really feels bad for what he did, like, fine, welcome him back into the community.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have to be as the chief of police with no jail time with a pension.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if this guy wants to atone for what he did wrong, forgive the guy. Welcome him back if you find that you can. I just don't get this idea of, like, well, if he's sorry, give him the money. Very few cars on the road are running perfectly.
Yeah.
Odds are there is something wrong with your ride, and where you are in life will dictate what you are willing to let go.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay. Well, if the allegations are true, that theory says a lot about this man and how all of us have a line we are not willing to cross when it comes to our vehicles. Back on June 5th, a 49-year-old man was pulled over by police in bad weather conditions because he didn't have his headlights on.
Okay.
Turns out, Tommy,
yeah,
he couldn't turn his headlights on.
Why is that?
They didn't work.
All right.
Further investigation revealed his taillights also didn't work.
Yeah, I'm guessing when the fronts go, the backs goes too.
Okay. Put that on a t-shirt, sell the rug shop. So that's not great.
Yeah.
But the worst of it, police say he didn't have a driver's license.
Well.
So this man, according to police, got behind the wheel of a car with no headlights, no taillights, in bad weather, without a driver's license.
Damn.
He was arrested, charged with aggravated unlicensed operation, amongst other things. And, Tommy, this plan was doomed from the start.
Yeah.
Although you may understand why not having the money to fix things on a car would lead to just driving around.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Doing that without a license is insane.
Yeah, you're really pushing it. Yeah.
You're going to get pulled over.
But I've done it.
But you're going to get pulled over. Doesn't matter how you're driving, right? Like, you could be driving perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
And there are plenty of things that they can stop you for at this point that are very, very obvious.
I mean, the fact that guy didn't check the weather forecast before he decided, right, tells you why he ended up in handcuffs.
Yeah.
All right. But I think there is a grander question here than just laughing at this guy who allegedly went through.
What's that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Yeah.
What are you willing to look past on your car?
Hmm.
Something that goes wrong, fixing it? Versus just letting it ride.
Let it ride.
And let's start with this story.
All right.
Tommy, your headlights go. You getting them fixed?
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, I mean, headlights are like a number one. We come in the middle of the night.
Okay, for us. You're right. Headlights for us.
Yeah, and you're going to notice when they're out.
Okay. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Headlights might be the most feasible explanation, not getting them fixed in this story, because as long as you drive during the day in good weather, you're fine.
True.
Okay, right.
Taillights, on the other hand, is insanity.
Well, yeah, because you could die.
Yes, right? You're going to kill somebody else. I mean, past the fact of getting pulled over, somebody will eventually slam into the back.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and you don't realize how important they truly are until you're driving behind somebody without them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But let's get into the most common stuff, because most people will fix taillights and
headlights. Yeah.
All right, Tommy,
hmm?
Check engine light comes on. Are either of you taking it right into the mechanic if your check engine light comes on?
No.
Now, yes. Earlier in my life, no.
Oh.
That was just a map light.
Put the little sticker over it so you don't see it. Kimmy?
If my car feels like it's running fine, like I don't know what the, like nothing's odd about the way it's driving, I'm probably letting it stay on for a while.
You're going to let it ride and hope that it turns off one day when you turn the car back on?
Yeah, because I've had vehicles where it turns on and off, so I'm like, yeah, maybe it's, I just convinced myself, just a glitch.
Okay, so there is a belief now, I'm sorry, with the check engine light, and I don't know how true this is, maybe mechanics can help us out, 252-WCMF, that the check engine light coming on now is not as bad as it used to be.
Well, it could be a lot of other things.
No, I think, because now your car will tell you maintenance is due. Like a lot of cars will say, it'll hit a mileage thing, and it'll say like
your maintenance is due. Yeah, like oil change, whatever. Yeah.
Right, which means like your car is not falling apart, but it's time for it to be looked
at. Oh, I'm talking even the straight check engine light.
Oh, okay.
Like that, like
straight engine light means you got a problem.
Well, no, not that I get from what I have heard.
What are they saying?
And again, I don't know if this is true, that the cars today are so technologically advanced that any little thing that doesn't actually affect how your car runs can trigger that check engine light.
All right.
Right? But how old you are could be the biggest factor in taking it to the shop, because you said, you know, you're 90 and you're taking the car right in now.
Right, but I used to roll broke. And I was accused of junk driving for years.
Oh, there was an accused of.
Mm.
You were guilty.
But you know, I got away with so much stuff.
Okay.
But it was Florida.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to get your car inspected.
Yeah, they dropped that, at least when I was living down there.
But they can check your car out when they pull you
over. Oh, yeah, that's what they did. But, you know, bald tires, no insurance.
Bald chicks in the front seat.
Bald chick, trout mouth, not in season. Banging her and she wasn't in season.
252-WCMF talking about those check engine lights. Nick's on CMF. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, what's going on, brother?
What do you got?
All right. So, as I'm driving on 390 in this terrible traffic right now, I bought a car brand new, 2022. I've been driving it because I can't trade it in because I owe too much, blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes?
Sure.
I recently spent like $3,000 on this thing. New windshield, new tires, because potholes on 390. Coincidentally. And then I had a check engine light for a coolant system, so I fixed it all. I leave the dealership and I've got a new check engine light. And I'm like, come on, man.
I mean, you know, it's funny, man. It does feel like, Nick, once that check engine light goes on once, it never comes off. It just keeps going on.
Dude, you can't even make it up. So let it go. Like, my inspection expired in January. I let it go until I got pulled over 2 weeks ago, right? I was like, all right, you know, I work for a cop. So he's like, dude, you got to get that done. I'm going to get you pulled over. It's joking, but he's like, you got to get that thing fixed. I'm like, man, like, I'm just going to let it ride until something happens.
Did you say it that high? Because that's not very intimidating, nor it makes me confident.
I'm going to get it done. Did you get it done? But anyway, so I had this check engine light for EVAP, of all things. I'm willing to let this inspection go because I am very mechanically inclined. I tried to figure it out, couldn't figure it out, blah, blah, blah. Took it to the dealership. Wouldn't you know, they figured out it's just covered under warranty, but they're like, oh, by the way, you need rotor, this, that, and the other to pass inspection. So I'm like, man, shell out another $500, but inspection, man. That's what I'm willing to let go.
All
because,
right. All right.
Dang it, you know, it costs so much money these days to
Amen.
Even be able to ride on a road, and the roads are what's causing the problem, man.
And don't even get me started about the water department.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Get a rope and hang me.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Dick. Oh, man. Not there.
Poor Dick.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the story just east of us. A man was pulled over, 49 years old, after police say he, in bad weather, had no headlights, no taillights, and no driver's license. All of them were inoperable. And we're talking about what you are willing to let slide. So Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Check engine light, no problem. One headlight or taillight, no problem. Cracked or missing windows, no problem. No license, no problem. But when both lights and taillights are out is where I draw the line.
Okay.
So do we have to start comboing things for people to get like really bothered by it?
Sounds
maybe,
like
yeah.
it.
But then, like, once all those little things start adding up, I feel like I'm even less likely to go because I'm like, well, I could live with that. If I could live with that, I could live with that.
You're right. There is like, yeah.
It's like a domino effect.
All right, let me ask you guys this. As we talk about the things you're willing to let go.
Yeah.
Cracking the windshield.
How big?
As a teenager, I let this go for a long time.
Okay.
It was like, it started with like a little, must have been a pebble or something kicked up. So there's just like this little spot in the corner. And then, oh, like, slowly over time it grows. But it grows so slowly that, again, like, if it was like that initially, I probably would have gotten it taken care of. But because it was happening so slowly, you still convince yourself, I could see fine. There's nothing going on here.
How long would it have to be before you did
it? It would drive me nuts. Because so, I'm constantly seeing it.
Well, yeah, that's, you know yeah, what I mean? That's out your windshield.
I had to fix it.
Okay. So you would get it fixed immediately.
Yeah, now, yes.
You see folks let this go all the time, which is a little strange because the technology now exists to get that fixed like way cheaper than it used to be.
But they come to you.
Yes, right? You can replace, you don't even have to replace the whole damn windshield. They can put that little sucker thing
on.
Yeah,
they kind of like put some glue in it or something.
And then they put that sucker thing on. They call it the Edie. And then it just makes the chip or the crack go away. Give me the Edie. Now give me the thing to fix the windshield. Is it the mechanical stuff or the comfort stuff that bothers people more? For example,
so something wrong with my car, like my seat or something like
that? Let me put it like this. We're supposed to have a really hot summer in Rochester.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you can choose one. You can only fix one.
All right.
Cracking your windshield 5 inches long across your eyes.
Yeah.
Or your AC stopped working.
AC's got to work.
So what, you're going to look through that crack the whole summer?
Even though it'll drive me nuts, but I have, AC is like, critical.
By the way, that crack in the windshield is dangerous. It makes the structural integrity of the windshield less.
I get it. But how about my sweaty ass?
I think the structural integrity of the car is still good with your sweaty ass.
So, let's say you got both going on. Are you fixing both at the same time? Or are you
You got to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Which one are you picking?
Probably the AC.
Well, you go with the cracked too?
I told you, I drove with the cracked one for a while, so I feel like I could do it again if I had to.
Brandino writes us on Instagram.
Brandino?
I love that. I want you to call me Brandino from Noah. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. I currently drive a 2004 Corolla. The windows don't work. The exhaust is broken in two spots. Check engine light has been on for 2 years. It leaks gas. It leaks oil. Leaks tranny fluid. Doesn't hold window washer and has 230,000 miles on it. It hasn't been inspected since 2021.
That thing is a bomb. That's a legitimate bomb.
You can't name more things.
It leaks gas. Did you say it leaks gas?
Yeah, you did say it leaks gas. I drove a car that leaked gas for a while.
Me too, but like it was, and you could smell it all the time.
Yeah.
Now my buddy.
You do get used to that smell, by the way.
Now my buddy has a weird one that I think he looks sad.
Okay.
At his age.
Okay.
He drives a car where the horn doesn't work.
Really? That's a weird one. I've never heard of somebody's horn not working.
And he's like my age.
Okay.
And He's one of these guys. Like, he always buys like these. He calls them like classics. They're like beat up old caddies.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're not like classic. They're like raggedy.
Okay, no, you have a really strict definition of classic because there are cars that I think are cool. You're like, oh, push this.
But you can just see like it's got like weak suspension in it.
Weak suspension?
Oxidized headlights. Doesn't make it a classic. Like you have a rusted out aerial where your CB was. It's got a Bush Cheney bumper sticker on it. But he drives around with no horn because he doesn't have the money to fix it. But that's like one of those things you could probably get away with.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When's the last time you laid on your horn?
I'm a no horn guy. We've talked about this. But
like,
here's the thing.
Obviously, sometimes you have to for like emergencies.
But that's just it. You don't realize how much you need your horn until you need your horn.
Right. True. Then everybody's cutting you off.
Getting somebody's attention.
And by the way, he does this in South Florida with some of the worst traffic. So I think he's just yelling at people.
Honk! Honk!
I'm over here. I'm over here.
It's also amazing what I'm willing to ignore if my check engine light isn't on.
Oh.
Like if it's a weird, if I'm hearing a weird sound or something isn't feeling right, but the light's not on, so I must be fine.
Okay.
You know, if my car's not telling me anything's wrong directly, I'm probably going to ignore it.
Okay, I think that's fair. You know, going back to what Brandino said, he said the windows don't work. All right, how about this? No radio, so you get no sound coming out of your car, or the windows don't roll down. You can only fix one. Which one are you fixing?
I think I need the windows down.
So, you will just drive in silence?
Can never go through. Yeah.
I can't drive in silence.
Yeah, you don't want to be left alone with those thoughts. So you would fix the radio and have the windows not roll down?
Yeah.
But think of like you couldn't stop at an ATM. You couldn't like go through a drive-through. Think of how often you'd need your window rolled down.
You do not understand how busted you truly are until your automatic window stops.
It is sad.
Because my brother drove a car in his early 20s where the windows did not work, and he loved the drive-through. And every time he went to the drive-thru, he'd have to, like, loop out and around, open the door. Yeah. Hey, how about getting pulled over by a cop? And you have to, like, signal for them to back up so you can open the door.
Window's not working.
The most embarrassing, and I watched this happen to my brother, we were in the where we grew up, right? And he's driving out, and one of the neighbors, like, runs out, like, wants to say hi to him. And he couldn't roll the window down. So he had to stop the car, open the door, explain his windows didn't work. And the neighbor's like, oh, yeah, okay.
So I drove a car busted. And the passenger door never fully shut.
How does that even work?
I don't know. So if you made a hard left, you had to grab onto the door because the door would, and it was a sedan, it was a two-door. So this big-ass door would swing open. So I knew if I had to make a hard left, I had to like, and I'm short, right?
Yeah.
I got stubby arms. So I had to like lean way over like this, grab it, and hold on to it for dear life. Because when those doors swing open, it isn't the swing it open. It's when it comes back around and slams shut. You'll blow your window out.
So you were holding the door?
Yes.
You're on window duty.
Yeah. You had door duty.
Had to explain this to everyone that got in your car. How did you get laid?
Yeah.
I was married at the time, so I was not getting laid.
Wait. Okay. It was your first marriage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right,
this is when I was like deeply busted in South Florida.
You made good money. How did this happen?
Bro, I was bad with money.
Yeah, no kidding. You couldn't afford a door that closed.
Bro, she was a complete sea bag, man.
You married her.
I know. I screwed up.
And wasn't she rich?
No, that was the fiance.
Oh, that was fiance. Yeah.
Can we all keep up on the women that Tommy has bought rings
this
for?
This chick was busted Irish Poe.
What? You didn't have to include the Irish part.
I know.
That
seemed unnecessary.
Just, for reference.
Really? Not like the Italian I know whose door didn't close. No.
What happened?
Look, nothing is like critical yet, and maybe this week everything moves forward and it's fine, whatever. Even if he doesn't show this week, it's okay. But like hearing this from this guy makes me feel not so great about a situation the Bills and one specific player find themselves in. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Your Buffalo Bills start mandatory off-season training activities this week, which means every player will be in Orchard Park training.
So you best drag your ass in.
That's right. Although it seems one player will not be there.
Yep.
Adam Schefter, you're familiar with Adam Schefter.
Yeah, big Raider guy.
Yeah. What? Big Raider.
Raider.
I thought you said Raider. Quarterback of the Raiders, Adam Schefter.
I'm sure he's mentioned the Raiders a few times.
Adam Schefter, insider for ESPN, said on his podcast this week he would, quote, not be surprised if James Cook, running back, decided to stay away from the team. not only that, he says that the Bills and James Cook remain, quote, far apart in their contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, fun fact about this week's OTAs. Now, the mini camps that were happening before, those were voluntary.
Right.
You didn't have to go, no big deal. Starting this week, he can be fined for every practice that he misses.
Ooh.
You ready for these fines?
Yeah.
It's a fine of 17 grand for the first missed day.
17 a day?
34 grand for the second missed day.
17 grand, not 1700.
No, 17,000. The second day is $34,000. The third day, $52,000. So when it's all said and done, they could fine him $100,000 for not showing up to minicamp.
Damn.
It's not going to help his contract negotiations.
Now I need more money.
I mean, you know, that's funny you say that. That's the argument some guys make when it's over.
Yeah.
I've held out of camp for so long that I need to make up that cash. So, okay.
Wow.
If all of this is not depressing enough, when talking about the contract negotiations, James Cook, and the effect it's having on the franchise, he used the phrase dark cloud if and when Cook returns to the team.
Oh.
We also know that James Cook has put his house up for sale in Buffalo.
Oh, he's out. He's out.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Starting to worry yet?
I'm a little worried. The Bills haven't had really this situation in a long time. Actually, I really can't think of a time a player that was having this type of success that decided, I don't think I want to be here anymore.
It hasn't happened in the Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott
era.
Oh, wow.
It has not. They have not had a holdout like this.
And based on what we've seen from other teams, I mean, there's always a team that's dealing with this in some way. It never ends quickly. Like, this is going to be a long, drawn-out thing this offseason if he's not showing up this week. This is going to be a very back-and-forth. I don't see the Bills resolving this anytime soon.
You worried about this?
Yeah, because I said they should pay him. He had a great season, and he was a big part of the team.
I mean, I'm sure they would love to do that, but
can't afford it.
Yeah,
other teams have great quarterbacks and great running backs that they pay.
No,
they don't
had to pay other people.
Yeah, normally you pay one or the other, and recently you've been paying the quarterbacks.
And technically, with this contract, you don't have to pay him right now.
They actually can control him for two more years, have him under control for two more years if they want to. They have him for this year under contract. If they wanted to, they could franchise tag him. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, so then basically he's stuck.
Yeah, he would make the average of the top five salaries of running backs in the league for one season. So if the Bills want, they have him under control for two more years. I mean, you say it like that, it sounds really bad.
It does. And
you're under control.
And I feel players don't really want that most of the time.
No, they hate the franchise tag.
It's not going to help, you know, the relationship.
Do we know the number of what he's looking for?
He wants $15 million. He's a 12
per season.
$15 million per season. Based on his output, he's about a $12 to $13 million running
back. So you're really not. It sounds like
over 5 years.
Well,
per year.
Yeah, the kid wants his money.
That's a $15 million difference. That's like a legitimate wide receiver.
Right, but you already have that.
No, but I'm saying whatever that piece is. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have to constantly replace pieces.
Yeah, I get it.
Look, man, I want James Cook to get his money. You know how I am about
this.
And
he was good.
He is good. He is good.
And you can make an argument. It helped Josh get that MVP.
I don't think it's an argument. I think it's a fact.
Yeah. Right.
But you can only pay one of them. Who are you going to pay?
Well, you give it all to the kid. Huh?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to sit here and go, pay that man. Like, this is why you're so bad with money.
I mean, does it feel like to you he's ready to go? Like, does it feel like he even really wants to be in Buffalo anymore?
Well, he doesn't speak, so it's hard to figure out where his head's at.
Silent type, yeah.
Like, I mean, putting his house on the market could all be a play, right? But it's not a good look.
No.
Especially, like, again, you're the first guy in the Bean McDermott era to go through this. So there's another problem on the horizon, which I think might get this to an end quicker than we think.
What's that?
Again, 252 WCMF. Adam Schefter on his podcast this week, ESPN Insider, said, as Bills kick off off-season training activities mandatory this week, he does not expect Bills running back James Cook to get there. He described the situation as a dark cloud over the team and said that the team and Cook still very far apart on contract negotiations. You want to get this done, period.
Yeah.
But the Bills have extra motivation. Remember when you said you were excited for Hard Knocks?
Oh, yeah.
Full access to all of the background stuff.
Can't
wait. The Bills. Yeah,
hear all of it.
You know what you don't want? Because the Bills hate distractions, period.
Yeah.
They will not want this contract stuff going on. I am worried.
Yeah, but it makes for good TV.
Yeah, the Bills don't want that. I am worried that the Bills will cut their losses before they get to training camp so this drama does not play out on camera.
So they'll bail
the
on them?
Trade them.
Trade them out?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. Because you don't, as a general manager, want negotiations to show up on camera.
But they do
just because the cameras are there.
When you watch Hard Knocks, there usually is something going on like that.
Yeah, you mean like when the Giants were negotiating with Saquon Barkley and they decided to let him walk, and that whole embarrassing scene showed up on film and is the quintessential moment. Yeah, I don't want that for my team.
I want some good TV.
Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean are aware of what that did to the Giants. Mm-hmm. They don't want to.
But they better put on a nice show.
Shut up! I know. Give me the most boring show of all time. I'm not watching it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not going to the Super Bowl, give me a goddamn show.
I would rather them go to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, then pay the kid.
Pay the kid. You can't afford him.
Cut somebody's salary.
You can't. They're contracts. Union, buddy.
I'm sure that'll make everybody happy, knowing their salaries could just be cut at any time.
You're not even allowed to cut salaries. Sign a contract.
You sign a contract. Now start running.
Okay, so here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing. Like we said, the Bills can control his rights for two more seasons. He's under contract now. Even if he doesn't show up this week, it could be just him like trying to let the team know like how unhappy he is. I've been saying this all
strategy.
Which is blowing up in his face.
Yeah.
The negotiating in public has blown up in his face. The house thing seems to have blown up in his face. I've been saying all offseason, I am not worried until he holds out of training camp. But now that Hard Knocks is in play, I am afraid the Bills don't want it to get that far.
Hey, is there any way, and I'm being serious, not trying to do a joke.
I'm not doing my jokey jokes over here.
The Pat Duffy joke show. Is there any way they could pull a move that doesn't count against the cap?
No.
Like give him something?
No.
They can't?
I don't think with what he's asking for, you can like wiggle that.
No, let's say, he needs like a piece of the franchise.
No,
or
I'm saying like a car,
and
a boat.
No.
Something he would. They can't give him a yacht?
I don't think.
No, it would count. No, you can't.
It's no, against, side yacht.
When did anybody ever work a yacht into their contract?
I would.
You going to use a yacht in Buffalo? Biggest yacht on Lake Erie.
Yeah, that would be nice.
No, there is no. You can't.
All right.
How, well, wouldn't every team do that?
Yeah.
I thought they kind of did with certain situations.
Who? Where? When?
I don't know.
I thought they did. Give me an example. No.
Well, like when guys get in trouble in some guy's boat or something. I don't know.
But those aren't their boats. That's why they get in trouble.
Are you confusing college football with the NFL?
Maybe.
Are you confusing the SMU documentary you watched with professional football?
With Eric Dickerson?
Yeah. Craig James.
They gave him a really nice Trans Am.
Yeah, they did.
Gold Trans Am.
And then they didn't
get,
then they were legally weren't allowed to play football for 3 years.
Yeah, it kind of hurts the program for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while. 25 years. Okay.
What's the matter?
No, what do you mean, what's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter.
I tell you. I'm goddamn mad, I'll tell you.
It's just like.
I'm steaming.
No, I don't even know who to be mad at because I do want James Cook to get paid.
He's got a legitimate gripe.
He does. And like these guys' careers are super short, and running backs especially. He could fall off a cliff next year and it's over. I want the man to get paid. Like if he went and signed a contract with another team that was worth $15 million, I would not hold it against him. I understand. I just don't want the distraction.
You just want him to figure it out.
Yeah, but you also don't want a Marshawn Lynch thing where he goes to another team and he literally throws him on his back and takes him to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then you're sitting there going, well, you know, at least we made a point.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's not the point. You're going to get something back for James Cook, where you got a fifth-round pick back for Marshawn Lynch, and he didn't do anything here anyway. Mm. I think you can argue with the pick that you used for James Cook, Kimmy, he has
already
eclipsed what the value was of what they drafted.
Okay, so you got your money out of it.
Yeah, I mean, last year he was a top four or five running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I like the kid.
I like him, too. Mm-hmm. Just can't afford him.
Damn it.
No, I like steak. I can't eat steak every night.
Yeah, and again, you don't want to force him to be here because that doesn't benefit anybody.
Yeah, and he doesn't even talk already anyway. Like, he's just be pouting, walking around the locker room with no shirt on.
Anything interesting.
Ooh. And we're going to lose those amazing Apple commercials he does. Have you seen those?
No.
He doesn't speak, and he has an endorsement with New York State Apples. So he holds up the apple. He's like, I like apples. Apples are delicious.
I don't think I've seen this.
Bro, every time he has to post them on his Instagram as part of the deal, every time he posts them, it's his teammates in the replies crushing him. It is hilarious.